Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. This is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Praise God. Welcome. We're glad you're here with us. Praise the Lord. And we're just right here in the studio with some very choice people. Glory to God. And Professor Greg Stevens is with us again today. We're talking about the goodness of God. You cannot talk about the goodness of God without pointing out the badness of the devil. There's no truth in him. There's no good in him. There's no light in him. He is the author of badness. So, first of all, let's go to the 23rd Psalm.
There you go.
A Psalm of David, the sweet psalmist of Israel, the shepherd himself.
Yes, sir.
The shepherd himself. And the Lord is my... Now think about this. A shepherd boy that was in charge of the sheep, he understood that you lead sheep, cattle you drive, but not sheep. They have to be led. And they'll just follow you anywhere you want to go. And it is so precious to me. The Lord is my shepherd. I like to read it like this. The Lord is my shepherd. I never have a want.
Amen.
He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Why? To restore my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Look at this. You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness.
Yes.
Surely. This is a sure thing. Surely goodness. And mercy.
Yes.
Well, what's the difference? Goodness, mercy, goodness. Praise God. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's the goodness of God.
That's right.
The great shepherd himself. And Jesus called himself the shepherd, the pastor of the sheep. Glory to God. Now, let's go to the book of Ezekiel.
Let's see the opposite.
Chapter 28. Now, notice, then the first verse, the word of the Lord came again unto me, saying, Son of man, say unto the prince of Tyrus, Thus saith the Lord God, because thine heart is lifted up, and thou hast said, I am a God, I sit in the seat of God, in the midst of the seas, yet you're a man, and so forth. He was convinced he was a God. But he's the prince. But now, look at the 11th verse. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyrus. The king of Tyrus was the one had deceived the prince of Tyrus into thinking he was a god. And saith, Thus saith the Lord God, Thou sealest up the sum, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. There's no doubt who this is. Every precious stone was your covering. The sardis, topaz, the diamond, the beryl, onyx, jasper, sapphire, emerald, carbuncle, and gold. The workmanship of your tabrets and of thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day that thou was created. In the day that thou was created. Mm-hmm. This is a created being.
Right.
Thou art the anointed cherub that covers, and I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created until iniquity was found in thee. By the multitude of thy merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee in violence and so forth. I will destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. Thine heart was lifted up because of your beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of brightness. I will cast thee to the ground. I will lay thee before kings that they may behold thee. Thou hast defiled thy sanctuaries by the multitude of thine iniquities, by the iniquity of thy traffic. Therefore will I bring forth a fire from the midst of thee. It shall devour thee, and I will bring thee to ashes upon the earth in the sight of all them that behold thee. And they that know thee among the people shall be astonished at thee. Thou shalt be a terror, and never shall you be any more.
Amen.
Never shall you be any more. He's finished.
Mm-hmm. That's coming in the end of the age when that will finally be. He's already been defeated. Jesus already made a show of him. The great shepherd made a show of him openly.
And that's why we need to bring things out like this, is because you need to know your authority in Christ Jesus. Because you, as a born-again, Spirit-filled believer, You have the fire of God in the side of you.
Right.
Praise God.
Right.
Yes.
That will destroy him.
That will destroy him. And the name.
Yes.
The name. It's important to realize that the name can do anything he can do. The name carries his authority. When Jesus was ministering in the earth, he gave no place to the devil.
That's right.
Wouldn't let him speak. Well, hey, wait a minute. We have been instructed to give no place to
That's
the
right.
devil. And then in James, 7th chapter. Submit yourself to God. Resist the devil. This fellow right here. Resist him and he'll flee from you. Amen. How do you resist him? Standing steadfastly in the faith with the name of Jesus. Now, that's where faith comes in.
That's right.
Without faith, there's no force behind it. It's just a very loud, strong, well, in the name of Jesus, devil, you have to flee.
Yeah, there's nothing. Yeah, it's just words.
I'm telling you again, well, the second time you did it, you just told him he doesn't have to go anywhere.
That's right.
As far as I'm concerned, he's fleed.
Mm-hmm.
You're gone. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Because we're washed in the blood, don't try to use the name of Jesus against the devil if you're not washed in the blood, if you're not a believer. He will beat you silly.
Yes.
And you see it in the book of Acts, the seven sons of Sceva.
I was just thinking the seven sons.
But yet even the
Paul,
disciples.
Oh, I know Jesus. I know who are you.
Exactly. Because he doesn't see that covenant mark on you.
No, he doesn't.
Because he can see the spirit realm where your heart's been circumcised. You know, where that mark of the covenant upon you, the blood of Jesus has washed you. He recognizes you don't have it.
Yes.
And that's exactly what happened to that guy. Yet, even when Jesus' day, it says, even the devils are subject to us in your name.
In your name.
Why did that happen? Now, well, you say, well, they weren't born again. Well, he had breathed on them. And they're operating in faith.
Yes, sir.
Faith-filled words. We have authority in the earth because we were born here. This is our place. We're made from this place. He's not. And when you were reading that there in Ezekiel, and I started looking at all the stones that were covering him and on him, he's a thief. See, that's from the throne. He tries to cover himself. The Lord will have the high priest of Israel wear these stones upon them. He's trying to steal that priesthood that we walk in. He's a fake. He's a liar. He's a thief. And he comes to steal the word.
And at one time, he was privileged to
do
walk
it
there.
Yes.
And like I said last week, I'm going to go to the book of Revelation.
Yeah.
Right there in the first chapter of Revelation. And it's not Revelations.
Revelation.
It's one revelation. It's a revelation of
Jesus Christ.
The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel to his servant John. Jesus has a personal angel.
Well, of course he does.
Why is that? He's a man.
Of course.
He's a man. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Born again. Now, wait a minute. When did he get born again? He got born again in hell. He was manifested in the flesh when he was born in Bethlehem, made alive in the spirit, and became the firstborn from the dead.
That's right.
Glory to God. A born again, Holy Spirit baptized in the River Jordan, glorified man. He has an angel. And that angel came to John on the Isle of Patmos.
Hallelujah.
So to point that the reason to point that out is to realize what I'm convinced, Greg, that the archangel Lucifer, Morning Star, mm-hmm. I'm convinced he was Jesus' angel. And he wanted more than that. He didn't want to be his angel. He wanted to be his counterpart. He wanted to come up to a higher level than that. And I'm making this up in my mind. I'm better looking than he is. He's a man. Mm-hmm. I'm a whole lot better looking than he is. And I have this whole earth under my command. But I want above these clouds. I want at the right hand of God. I will exalt my throne above these clouds. Mm. Well, when we said we want to be like Jesus, got us born again, when he said it, he got him cast down. He'd never be like
Jesus. Because we were created, he's a created being, but we were created in the image.
Yes.
Of likeness.
Yes.
And that infuriated him.
Yes.
Because there's even a scripture that says, what is this man?
Yeah. Who does he think he is?
Right.
And he fell. His beauty was cast down. There's a fire on the inside of him, destroying him. You know what it is? Fear.
Hmm.
It's destroying him. He is so afraid. He's afraid of you. He's afraid of me. He's afraid of this ministry because we're teaching people who they are in Christ Jesus and that you can control his affairs.
You know, in the natural, that's true. When I was a kid, there was this one guy that bullied me all the time.
And my grandfather, you have one of those?
I did too. I had a line of them. Anyway, but my grandfather said, he's afraid of you. That's why he bullies you.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what Satan does, what Lucifer does. He bullies, he makes a loud noise like a roaring lion.
To keep you under where you're no threat to him.
And my grandfather said, the day you stand up to him, it'll be over. And he was right. And that's why we resist the devil. I was thinking about that. We had a lot of rain in the springtime here in Texas this year. And I have the privilege of a beautiful backyard, the 10th hole of a golf course. And I was sitting out there and I was watching the flooding of the golf course as it was going down. And I heard the Lord speak to me. He said, watch the water, watch that. What do you see? And I was sitting there looking at it. And I realized that the Holy Spirit He said the water chooses the path of least resistance.
They're showing it on screen.
Yeah, there it was. The water chooses the path of least resistance. Yes, and that's the way he speaks to me. We kind of do this thing. And he said, don't I use the water as the Holy Spirit?
Yes,
that's what. All the time, flow out of you. The Holy Spirit chooses the path of least resistance. I told you to resist the devil, not to resist the Spirit.
And don't grieve the Spirit.
Yes.
Resist the devil.
Just flow with him.
Yes.
Just get in. What I saw is I saw a branch just flowing by. It was just going with the flow.
Yes.
And the water, the trees were standing there, the water was going around them and going right through it. You saw it just a second ago. That's Psalm 23.
Yes, it is.
Just flowing with the Spirit, not resisting him. If you resist the Spirit, that's the end of the revival.
That is.
At the moment you put the brakes on. Because he's not going to drive you like cattle. He's going to lead you. So let me show you something in the 23rd Psalm, I think, that'll bless you. When you go this, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures, leads me beside still waters, restores my soul, leads me in the path of righteousness for his namesake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. See, I'm flowing through. I'm going through it. I'm not stopping there. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now, the verb in Hebrew for follow, radaf. Radaf. It's not... The translation follow in English is just too weak, Brother Copeland, for what it means. Radaf means to chase after or to pursue.
Wow.
Surely goodness and mercy. Goodness chases after me and pursues me, even in the darkest times.
Yes, it's not in the valley of the shadow.
Yes, sir. It's not a little puppy dog that's following me. It's pursuing me like a charger.
Praise God. That is so good.
It is after me.
That is so good.
Because of my covenant. Goodness and mercy. This is a covenant man talking about a covenant promise. It doesn't trail along. It rather gallops like a stallion is what the Hebrew is implying. Goodness and mercy is a stallion in full run.
Praise
towards me.
God.
That's how serious God is.
And look back up at that fourth verse. Yea. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. He's the biggest thing in the valley.
Right. Right.
You're with me. You're the biggest thing in this valley. Why should I be afraid? And you're good to me always. You're always here to protect me. And your goodness is charging after me and your mercy's all over me. Why should I be afraid? I learned this years and years and years ago. And it was one of the things that helped just eradicate fear out of my life. Mm-hmm. And I was determined that I was not, I didn't say anything about this. I was with a friend of mine, and I didn't know anything. I was just with him. And so this woman said, after the meeting, would you go with me to see my mother? Because I don't know whether she's saved or not. So I went along. I'm just standing down here at the end of the bed. And this little woman just lying there like that. And my friend and her daughter were up here talking about her. All of a sudden, that little woman's dreads just rose straight up and just screamed, sick, boy, sick, sick, boy, sick. I ran out of the room.
Yeah.
Boy, the hair on the back of my neck stood up. I stood out there outside that door, and I said, dear God, look at me. And back in those days, I was really heavy. And I said, over 220 pounds, and that little 70-pound woman scared me out of the room. But I tell you, Lord, I will never be afraid of another devil as long as I live. Not the longest day I live, I'll never be afraid of another one. And I just, but this was one of the scriptures that fixed that forever. I have no fear.
That's right.
Then after 9/11, just right after that, we were having our meeting in Washington, D.C., as we do every year. On the way to the venue, the Lord said, I want you to launch a war against fear. Fear is not okay. You strip it from the body of Christ and you preach and teach on it till I tell you different. Now, the time I was preaching on love, I got over into perfected love casteth out fear. He that fears is not perfected in love. And people said, oh, yeah, you know. But then 9/11 happened.
You're right.
And fear was big, huge. Mm. Just huge in the body of Christ. And the Lord said to me, he said, they have no business with that. They have no business with it. Now you attack it. Then when I went at it from the fear side, people listened. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the scriptures right there.
For thou art with me.
Yeah.
Now here's the best part of that. You ready for this? I'll do it real fast. There are 55 Hebrew words in this verse. So 26 and 26, and in the middle of this verse is that phrase, for thou art with me. That is the single most pointed thing in all that he's going through, that the Lord is with him. Now take it back to last week, Acts 10:38.
Yes.
But Jesus of Nazareth went about doing good.
Doing good.
Because the Lord was with him.
Yeah, God was with
when
him.
When you know that he's with you, you can face any little devil.
Yes.
Yeah. You can face a 9/11. You can face COVID-19.
Well,
face any of them.
Well, hey, darkness cannot overcome light. It's impossible in this earth for darkness to overcome light. I don't care if it's so dark in here you can't see. One little candle, you strike one match, and the darkness moves, and it just drives it out. Mm-hmm. And goodness and light are in the same word.
That's right. That's right. We walk and live our entire days on this earth, on this planet, in this reality. We have conflicting realities, good and evil. And we have to choose, and we're going to walk right through it.
Right, walk right straight through it.
Because he is with me.
Yes.
If I've got nothing else, I know that you're with me.
And it's important to add this in here because the word is very explicit about it. That's what makes racism ludicrous.
Yeah.
That's pitiful. And how much time we have, Carol? We're out of time. Well, we can get into more of this tomorrow from the book of Acts. And God is a good God. Hallelujah. Come on, Jeremy, help us here, son.
Thank you, Papa. What a great message we've heard today. Psalm 23 tells us that the goodness of God will follow you all the days of your life. Now take hold of that promise and expect and look for His goodness in every part of your life.
The laws of the Spirit govern the whole earth, but what are those laws? In Kenneth Copeland's teaching series, Releasing God's Love in You, he explains what the laws of the Spirit are and how they affect your daily life. Understand the character of God as your Savior and Father. Learn how releasing the love of God that's in you activates His Word and power into your life so you can love and believe on purpose and see the blessing that God has for you. When you sow the love of God into what you're believing for, you'll see the harvest of His promises come back to you more than you could ask or think. Fill your spirit with the right words so you know what to do and say when challenges arise, and watch God's love turn your situation around. Stop strife and unforgiveness with the love of God and take back freedom and peace for you and those around you.
Request your free copy of Releasing God's Love in You, available on MP3 disc by Kenneth Copeland. Choose to live in God's love and see how everything lines up with His promises for your life and those around you. Go to kcm.org.uk/TV special or call 01225-787-310. Free offer good for 30 days. Postage charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to give you a gift. It's an audio series called Releasing God's Love in You. Now, this goes right along with the broadcast this week with Brother Copeland and Professor Greg Stevens on the goodness of God. God is love. It's who He is. And if you're born again, His love lives big in you. It's in there, but you have a choice whether you're going to activate and release it or not. Now, there are 5 messages in this series. You can listen to one a day. You can listen to it all day long. You get the Word down into your heart and let faith grow and revelation come. And by the end of the week, you'll see that you're stronger in faith. You're more confident in knowing who you are in Christ Jesus. So to get your free audio series on MP3 or as a digital download, go to kcm.org. Now, today starts the Southwest Believers Convention. It's August 2nd through the 7th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in downtown Fort Worth, Texas. Now, are you ready for some good news promised from our good God? It is so important to hear that good news right now in a world that says, no, you can't, you won't, or that's not yours, you can't have that. You can choose God's way instead. You can take by faith all the promises of God that are yes in Him. And as His child, as a joint heir with Jesus, you can have and do what He says you can have. So come and get strengthened, get refreshed in God's presence in the preaching of His Word. Come join Kenneth Copeland along with special guests Jerry Savelle, Jesse Duplantis, Creflo Dollar, Keith Moore, Bill Winston, and Pastor Terry Pearson's. And there are also children and youth services happening this week, so bring your whole family. This is a great way to grow in God together. For more information or to attend these services in person or watch them online through the website or the social media channels, just go to kcm.org. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll see you next time. Until then, remember that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Go to kcm.org.uk to receive free teaching resources, such as a digital download of today's Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. You can download it straight to your computer or mobile device. Continue to grow in your faith in God and live in the wisdom of His Word. 2021 is the year of the local church, a year of divine healing, divine health, divine prosperity, and divine recovery.
This August 2nd through the 7th, Kenneth Copeland Ministries will be at the Fort Worth Convention Center for our annual Southwest Believers Convention. Join us all week for some powerful and anointed teaching from the Word of God. Come be a part, August 2nd through the 7th, where the West begins and faith never stops. Register today at kcm.org/events.